the bow, as told to the children of St. Matthew Presbyterian Church in Silver Spring, Maryland, by Connie M. Brantner, Director of Youth Education and Outreach. Have you ever done something that you knew was wrong? I have. When I was a young girl, my mother had a small bow from Japan. This bow was very special to her, and she cherished it. A friend gave it to her when she was in college. It's very old. When I was in middle school, yes, I should have known better, we were having a presentation on Japanese art and pottery. I wanted to take this bow to share. It's hand-painted, and it's from pre-World War II Japan. I asked my mother if I could take the bow to school to show my classmates. She replied, no, explaining that the bow was very fragile and delicate, and she was afraid it would get broken. Well, guess what? I was always a very obedient child, but for some reason I wanted to share the bow with my classmates so much that I disobeyed my mother. The next morning, I took the bow, wrapped it very carefully, placed it in my book bag, and took it to school. I was very proud to show the pretty bow from Japan to my classmates. I unwrapped it and carefully handed it to the student teacher who was assisting in the classroom at the time, only for him to, much to my dismay, promptly drop the bow. I watched as it fell to the floor and broke into, well, about a million pieces. I was horrified. He felt so bad. I felt so scared. The student teacher and I gathered up as many of the pieces as we could find, and later that day, and on following days, painstakingly glued the pieces together. But it was quite obvious the bow was not the same, so why did we do that? I have no idea. It's not like my mother would notice I broke it. After we finally got it glued together, sort of, I had to figure out what to do. I did not want to take the bow home. I thought if my mother asked about the bow, I would just claim ignorance about its disappearance. But my teacher said I could not leave the bow at school. I thought about just throwing it away or forgetting to take it home. Then I thought I would take the bow home, place it back where it belonged, and claim ignorance about how it was broken. I thought about just pretending I never had it. I even thought about running away and never coming home because I knew my mom would be furious and I would be in big trouble. I knew my mother would be very upset and disappointed in me. Well, the teacher and my friends finally convinced me that I had to take it home and tell my mother the truth. I was scared, but I decided the teacher and my friends were right. I broke the rules, which clearly had been there for a very good reason, and I needed to be honest enough to tell my mother the truth. My friends all reminded me that my mother loved me very much, and she was not going to kill me. She would understand. It didn't mean I would not be punished. In the end, I knew what I had to do. I took the bow home, and one day, when my mother seemed in a good mood, I brought the bow to her and confessed what I had done. I handed my mother the shattered, glued bow and waited for the explosion. I knew she would be very angry. After all, the bow had been given to her by a dear friend, and it was very special to her. My mother looked at the bow for a few moments, turning it around in her hands. At first, she told me how proud she was that I told her the truth, but then told me how disappointed she was that I didn't listen to her and took the dish that she had clearly told me was off limits. That made me feel even worse. I'd rather she had fussed. As she continued looking at the bow, she began to chuckle. She complimented me on how hard I'd worked to try to make right what I'd done wrong. Turning it over and over, she said,
I can see you put a lot of work into trying to fix your mistake. And then she laughed. I thought, wow, she thinks it's funny. I'm off the hook. Guess what? I was wrong. She also said, we have to come up with an appropriate way to address your disobedience. So I still got in trouble, a lot of trouble. My teacher was right. I needed to be honest. My friends were right. My mom did not kill me, but I was right too. I was in a lot of trouble. However, it turned out that as much as my mother loved and cherished that bowl, she loved and cherished me even more. My parents loved me, and when you love someone, you love them even when they make mistakes. It is in this same manner that God loves and cherishes us. After I was grown and married with children of my own, my mother came to visit me one day. She had a gift, beautifully wrapped, which she handed to me. I wondered what it could possibly be as I excitedly unwrapped the gift. Inside was the bowl.